Illinois CyberKnife deploys revolutionary technology in the fight against prostate cancer in just 5 outpatient treatments. With CyberKnife treatment for prostate cancer, there's no pain, no surgery, and you can go back to your normal activities right after treatment. Prostate cancer doesn't fight fair. Neither should you. For more information, contact Illinois CyberKnife at 847-723-0100 or visit IllinoisCK.com, a service of Advocate Lutheran General Hospital. No case is typical. Results will vary by patient, and there's no guarantee you'll experience these results.
Summer off to a tough start, Jack?
Oh, hey, Tubby. Must be time for a new mower.
Well, hey, I'm just a talking inner tube. But I know you'd be having a little more fun racing down water slides and roller coasters or enjoying live shows in the water park capital of the world.
Yeah, we could use a family vacation.
Come on, Jack. Just say the magic words.
Wisconsin Dell!
It's not hard to have fun when you know the magic words. Go to wisdells.com and plan your trip today.
Amount 20K, 0% equals 2380 to 1,000 borrowed.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
Manning rolls out to the left. He's going to keep it. He dives for the end zone, and it's a touchdown. The ball popped out, but the official closest to the play said he got in. It is a touchdown. Archie Manning, the New Orleans Saints are going to win their first ever season opener.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 of the Score. We are delighted to welcome Archie Manning to the studio. He, of course, we call you the Patriarchy because not only were you a great player, but certainly the patriarch of one of the great quarterback families in the NFL. Archie, thanks so much for joining us.
Morning.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. Glad to be here. Always, you know, I love your city. I love being here. So it's been fun the last couple of days. Hey, I don't know where this good, cool weather comes from.
Football weather.
I like it. It's football weather.
It's actually, I saw the weather report today. It says perfect. It's supposed to be 77.
I agree.
Just magic.
It's perfect. It's perfect.
Yeah. Perfect. You brought good weather. Here's the thing. As we sit here and we talk about quarterbacks and we look at where the Bears are at, everybody wants to know what's going to happen with Mitchell Trubisky. And I know you've seen him play last year, obviously. The Bears have a new coach here, and there's a new operation running there. Everything is built around the quarterback. What are you seeing thus far? What are you hearing from your people? What do you think?
No, I think he's a really good young player. I really started following him at North Carolina. You know, when I really we have a close connection with David Cutcliffe at Duke.
Yeah.
So Duke, North Carolina, you know, that's the big rivalry there. So it was more for me with Duke, kind of learning, keeping up with the ACC and so forth. So, but also knew the coach there at North Carolina, and Mitch was a really, really good player. And then he got in touch with Peyton when he was trying to make his decision about whether to stay for his senior year. And it was really – he didn't play much. Didn't play a lot of college football,
right,
you know, before – senior year, and
15
it
games.
Looked like he was kind of one of those who probably maybe need to play another year. But then I guess they were saying at the time, you never know how it's going to turn out, it was kind of a weak quarterback class, and he could be at the top of it, and he probably should come out. And now, he chose. That's a tough decision for
sure
him.
Yeah. Yeah. Both of your sons obviously were handed the keys to the franchise earlier in their careers, but they also had a lot of college experience.
Both of them stayed for their senior year.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And these days, Mitch Trubisky being one of the local example, but you see teams identify franchise quarterbacks before they really have accomplished much. You see it here. You've seen it. The Jets made turn to Sam Darnold.
Right.
The Rams with Jared Goff. The Eagles certainly with Carson Wentz. That paid off, even though they won without him.
Yeah.
Why is that happening more, and what do you think of it?
Well, the quarterback position has changed so much. And I think it really is starting in the high schools. You know, we've had a football camp in South Louisiana for 23 years called the Manning Patterson Academy. And Peyton was a junior at Tennessee when we started this. And the reason we started it is Peyton said, Dad, he had been to the Bowden camp. Coach Bowden and his sons had a camp over at Samford in College over in Birmingham. And he said, let's start a quarterback camp or a football quarterback receiver camp because high school quarterbacks don't throw very well and they don't throw very much. And this was true in our part of the country in South Louisiana. And it was true. And but all of a sudden, and I think it started in Texas, you know, this system came in, the spread offense, shotgun, throwing it more. And now high school quarterbacks, we see it in our camp. They're just better. They throw it better. They throw more. They have this 7-on-7 thing is called on around the country, so they're throwing it in the summer. Now, and this kind of now goes to the colleges now. So I think the quarterbacks are, there are more good passing quarterbacks in colleges now. Now, one thing, some of them, they don't really fit the pro system. Some of them never get on the center and shotgun the whole time. And I don't think the pros totally know how to evaluate them. And so I think it's a real tough time now. Which ones, yeah, can make the transition? It's a big transition. I don't care. It always was and always will be. But it's hard to judge him. But Mitch, I just think he's a good young player. I think he's talented. And I think we can't be too quick to try to form a book on someone. You know, still quarterback play, a lot of it has to do with who's around you. You know, you show me, you throw a good offensive line out there that can run. You can also run the football and help a young quarterback, some talented receivers. Defense is a part of it. You need a team. And so I think we're too quick to evaluate and judge some of these young quarterbacks. And as their team gets better, they can play better.
You're here in town with Midwest Orthopedics at Rush to meet with patients that are in severe back pain. I mean, those of us that saw some of your career know that, my God, you took enough hits to injure your back for a long time. Tell us about your journey with back pain and where you're at with it.
Yeah, a lot of people have back pain. And I played, when I was with the Saints, we weren't very good. I guess I got kicked around a little bit. But actually, getting sacked, you know, that's part of it as a quarterback. The worst sack day I ever was involved with was right here in Soldier Field. Late in my career, I was with the Minnesota Vikings, and we came in here to play one day. It wasn't the 85 Bears who did their thing down in New Orleans. It was the 84 Bears. It was the same team.
Oh, boy.
It was the same.
They're pretty good, too.
Yeah.
That year, they set a new NFL record sacking quarterbacks in 84. They had 72 sacks. Well, they got 11 of them that day.
Oh, my God.
So that might have been the beginning of my back problem. But anyway, people get back problems, and I did. My back was bothering me for years. Was getting some relief through some epidurals and that type of thing, but that wears out. And one thing I've always said, and people told me, said, you'll know, you know, when you talk about big time surgery, say, you'll know. And you do, you just, when you get where you can't stand up, you got to get some relief. So I had a fusion, didn't really work. I went back and I went to a young doctor, in Jackson, Mississippi. And, this procedure, is called XLIF. And it's a less invasive back surgery, and it's a company, NuVasive, and they pretty much sponsored this. So we were here yesterday out at Midwest Orthopedic at Rush, talking to doctors who do this procedure and also some patients. I saw one who had just had the surgery 24 hours before.
Wow.
He'd been ready to go home. How about that?
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
And then a couple of people who have it coming up, because, of course, there's a lot of anxiety that goes into that. So I feel very fortunate that after this second fusion I had in the XLIF, you know, I'm back playing golf and doing more things that I couldn't do before.
So you're talking to people.
I have great empathy for people that have back pain.
Oh, you're talking to people about obviously the physical toll that football took on your body and just the overall strain that it created. You know, when people ask you about where football is and the damage it does to people, your contemporaries, and you see it, and probably friends of yours you've seen dealing with CTE or dealing with, you know, the after effects of concussions or just subconcussive hits. How do you talk to somebody about football in a way that balances the risks with also the rewards that you've realized?
Well, I move around a good bit now, and I do a good bit of corporate speaking, and one of the things you do is a Q&A. So definitely, and when I talk to, and you know, there are a lot of women in the business world out there, you see, and when I talk to mothers, even grandmothers, and they're talking about their young men, whether they should play football or not, and they say, I'm not sure I want my grandson or I want my son to do that. I get it. I understand that. But I've been involved with an association, National Football Foundation. If we've really tried to address the safety issue. And I like what football is trying to do and is what's been going on the last 5 or 6 years. We'll start with the NFL. One thing, a pretty big rule change this year. Now, it's controversial right now because some coaches and some players are saying they're calling this head hit, and it's really a normal tackle. I think they're going to have to get through that. They got to tweak it a little bit, but anytime you have a new rule, it's like that. But their mind and their heart is in the right place with this rule change. You don't see over the last few, you don't see the missiles, defensive backs using their bodies for missiles. The head-on-head licks, helmet-to-helmet is a big, and the fines are pretty severe. You know, they've always said the best way to get through a player is through his pocketbook. Those are big fines that go out for that. So that's been improved. I think college has the best rule of all. If you target a player, you're out of the game. I think that's a great rule. And
yet the enforcement of that is inconsistent. I think sometimes you see because it's very difficult to gauge intent. Yep. And it's very difficult to – you look at the result. Was it the intention? I've seen some bad calls, too, in college.
I agree. But you know what? I got to believe in defensive meetings, in defensive coaches with these college kids. Now, these college kids, you know, you're out there practicing all week and preparing – and the fun time comes on Saturday afternoon during that three-hour period, and they got to be telling this kid, hey, don't be stupid and go out there and target somebody and get thrown out of the game. And I think they're going, when somebody does it again, they're going to be out the next week. And also where we found that there was too much contact going on in high school football, in practice. I love high school coaches. I love high school coaches and what they do for our youth. The way they turn boys into men, great, great people. But we had to back off there. And the high school coaches pretty much around the country have bought into that. A lot of high school associations limit, give them a minutes that week that they can spend on contact drills. Now, you got to teach young people how to tackle.
Yep.
So let's teach them the old-fashioned way, you know, without the head. So I've seen a lot of progress made. I think we have a safer game, but I see a lot of people working to have a safer game. It'll always be physical, and people will always get hurt.
And even though I think we argue a lot about what is a tackle anymore, and we're seeing it in the preseason, this is the preseason. They are putting together a compilation of these hits. They're going to figure it out, and I think they're going to – and I agree with what you're saying. I think people will take into account the number of hits and all that, and it'll change the game. Mm-hmm. They'll do it in a subtle fashion, and I think they'll adapt to the rules.
The kickoff thing is good.
It is good.
That's good.
Yeah.
So I think people are trying. That's what you can ask. You know, I do tell mothers that if a young man wants to play football, if he really wants to play, then I think there's a lot of value there. I really do. I think you learn things. And I'm not talking about going on to college playing. I'm just saying if a young man wants to play middle school or high school football, I think leading up to that, flag football is fine. Flag football is good for youngsters.
There's no reason for 12-year-olds to tackle each other.
You don't need full uniforms when you're 10 years old. Absolutely not. But I just like the improvements being made, and I think there's a lot of value in being on a football team and the things you learn.
You have done a lot of work in college football as well, and we look at Alabama this year. There seems like there's a lot of quarterbacks. If you're not playing right away in college football, you're finding a new program and you're getting out of
there.
They
really are. They're
moving.
And
Alabama, I don't know that – I'm not going to say that he's disingenuous – but it seems as if Jalen Hurts' situation, it's almost like he's being strung along. Maybe he wants to have a great backup. Maybe he's going to let the kid really compete for the starting job. But it seems like when in the national championship game, you make a move and you win that game and you come back in the fashion they did, you've made a move at quarterback. And yet you want to keep that kid from transferring. You know, and Alabama is so high profile, so we're looking at them. What's your take on that situation?
Well, kids are college quarterbacks. You know, you get one thing that's going on that I don't think is good. I think the colleges are finding these young quarterbacks now, eighth graders, ninth graders, and they're not so much recruiting them, they're offering them. they're making an offer, and I don't know if that does any good. You know, who's saying when by the time they're a senior, if that coach is still going to be at that school or where you're going to go?
How old is Peyton's
son? Why do you do that? I mean, Peyton, but Peyton didn't get really recruited until his junior year.
But is your grandson getting recruited now?
Yeah.
And how old is he?
He's going into eighth grade.
Oh my God. Now, oh my goodness.
Yeah, eighth grade. And guess what? His dad, Cooper's son, he hadn't told him he's being recruited. He hadn't told him, but he is. I mean, I don't like that. Now I can't say I disagree with quarterbacks who they're recruited, they want to go play college football, and they get there, and they see they're not going to play. Well, they leave. Now, one thing, it motivates a lot of them to make good grades, get a lot of hours, get movement towards your degree so you can move on. LSU lost two quarterbacks last week.
That's right.
Two quit. Yep. They had four, and two are gone. So these kids really are moving now. This is my personal opinion. I know Jalen. He's been a counselor at our football camp for 2 years. He's one great kid. I know the other kid. I've heard so much about him. I know he's talented. What he did in that national championship game. So I'm a little surprised that Jalen didn't leave this spring. I was a little surprised he didn't leave. So we'll see what happens there.
Archie, thank you so much.
Yeah,
it's been
y'all.
An absolute joy. I really appreciate talking to you.
No, glad to be with you. Have a great day.
That is Archie Manning, and we are going to take a moment. We'll be back with some transition. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show, middays 9 a.m. to 1.
I do believe in holding him to high standards. I want Jared Goff-like numbers this year. As a second-year quarterback, with a real offense around you and with all the money they spent on your supporting pieces, throw for 3,500 yards. Have 22 touchdowns and 7 interceptions.
High expectations for Mitchell Trubisky.
Bernstein and McKnight, 9 a.m. to 1. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This segment of the show brought to you by Jewel. Shop Jewel's 4-day sale for USDA Choice Filet, 6-ounce portions, $4.99 each. Limit 6 steaks. Prima California Yellow Peaches are only 99 cents a pound, and select 8-ounce Lucerne cheese shreds or chunks are just $1.48 each.
Pros know there's more to a roof than shingles. That's why the Home Depot carries GAF's Lifetime Roofing System. From underlayment and leak barriers to shingles, ventilation, and more. Delivered right to your job site in job lot quantities. For complete roofing systems, get everything you need under one roof. Ours, the Lifetime Roofing System, exclusively from GAF and available at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Hey, Chicago, this is Boomer Esiason, former pro football quarterback. I insist on AZAK trim for my home. AZAK is the best high-performance trim on the market. With AZAK trim, there's no chipping and no cracking. AZAK is moisture and insect resistant, incredibly durable, and handles paint too. In fact, AZAK is backed by a lifetime limited warranty. And did you know that you could use AZAK trim as a ceiling or wainscoting inside your home? An awesome look. Check out AZAK.com. Long-lasting, low-maintenance, inspired design. That's AZEK.
Working from home is kind of my thing, and since I switched to a wireless plan from AT&T, I get reliable home internet on them. So you won't find me stuck in traffic or crammed on the L, but you might find me video conferencing with New York in a cleanly pressed shirt and my boxers. Because my wireless plan helps me be more productive at work, even when I'm technically at home and likely pantsless.
Come into an AT&T store and find out how you can get home internet on us. AT&T, more for your thing. That's our thing. Limited Chicago offer. See store for details.
Walgreens has you covered with the trusted summer essentials you need, no matter where you go this summer. Whether you're swimming in the pool, hiking in the woods, or playing at the beach, Walgreens has sun protection, bug spray, healthy snacks, and more at a great value. So before you go out there, come in here and prepare for summer care no matter where. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Now with card, buy one, get one free on hundreds of vitamins through August 25th. Equal or lesser value. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Summer off to a tough start, Jack?
Oh, hey, Tubi. Must be time for a new mower.
Well, hey, I'm just a talking inner tube. But I know you'd be having a little more fun racing down water slides and roller coasters or enjoying live shows in the water park capital of the world.
Yeah, we could use a family vacation.
Come on, Jack, just say the magic words.
Wisconsin Dell!
It's not hard to have fun when you know the magic words. Go to wisdells.com and plan your trip today.
It's the two megastars summer mashup, the awesome iPhone on the Rockstar Metro PCS network. Get the iPhone you've always wanted for $0 so you can jam without limits.
It's a hit. Get an iPhone SE on us when you switch. Metro PCS.
Coverage not available in some areas, plus sales tax and $10 activation fee. Requires porting of number not currently active on T-Mobile network or on Metro PCS in past 90 days to an unlimited LTE plan. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Launch with 20%.